You know, probably. You know, we played against some talented individuals this year already, but you know, we got, you know, respect for the secondary, and you know, obviously with Earl kind of leading the way, and you got Sherman, so they're very talented in the back end.
Speaking of Sherman, do you think it'll be you and him?
I guess we'll see.
Are you preparing that way?
I'm preparing like I prepare each and every other week.
Has he kind of stayed on one side?
He's done a little bit. I saw him follow Dez around a little bit. You know, for the most part, we kind of stay on one side as receivers, and he's on my side, so.
He's looked at as the best corner in football. Do you look at that as a challenge for yourself? You're having this great season. You have to look at that as a huge challenge.
I think it's a challenge for our whole football team. They're defending champs. You know, so we got to take care of business.
Odell Beckham Jr. had a lot of success against him 2 weeks ago. Do you watch the tape of receivers that have had success against him to kind of get the tips?
I mean, you watch tape, you know, over anybody that's played. You know, obviously you see plays being made here and there. You know, one thing about this football league is everybody's here for a reason, you know. So I like my chances against anybody.
Most corners you see don't have that height, even though they want to be physical. They're not 6'2", 6'3". How do receivers deal with that when a corner has that type of height?
Just technique, you know, same thing they do, same thing we do, you know, everything we've been practicing up until this point, you go out there and execute it. You know, whether it be running the route at the right depth and releasing off the line, you know, different type of releases, anything. So you just got to go through what you've been taught.
Are you seeing that more and more, like, you know, the bigger cornerbacks now than maybe when you first came in the league?
A little bit. You know, I obviously, you know, you look at, you know, I pretty much both Cromarties are long guys. Sherman, Aqib Talib, some of the higher named guys who are considered taller corners. You know, so they've been here for a while.
Sherman is known as a little bit of a talker. How do you generally deal with guys like that? Do you trip back or like
play football? We're going to be going too fast to have time to talk. So
Mark hasn't thrown quite as many deep balls as Nick was throwing when he was in there. Has that had any impact on the coverage you've seen in the last few games as far as how they've approached you guys?
You know, teams have changed it a little bit. You know, I think one thing that we've seen this year that we didn't see last year is, you know, a lot more zone. I think teams are kind of staying true to who they are. You know, we've seen some two high. We've seen some cover three. We've also seen the typical eight in the box, man-to-man across the board. So, but I think teams are aware of, you know, the play action and deep balls down the field. So we got to take our opportunities when we get them.
On a different topic, why did you want to switch agents?
That's kind of a personal question, isn't it? Just felt like what I needed to do, what I needed to do. So.
Why not Rosehouse?
That's a good follow-up. That's your guy.
Say next question.
Nah, because y'all going to quote that. Macklin's being quoted as saying next question.
How much fun do you view games like this in the final week of the season with every game that you play now has an impact, not just on the week, but what they have down the road as well?
This is what you play for. You know, you want to play meaningful games in December, and this is, you know, the situation that we're in. We know if we go out there and take care of business, we'll be sitting in a good spot. But you got to take it one game at a time. And right now, got a big task. You know, we got the defending champs coming in. They're hot right now. Defense is playing at a high level, so it's our job to defend the nest.
Having gone through it before, does it help you guys to know how to prepare and not try to get too beat up for each game? Having gone through this many times in many different seasons?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, last year, you know, speaks volume of that. You know, I think kind of, you know, unfortunately I wasn't playing, but the approach that we took last year was one game at a time. You know, I think we were sitting at a losing record, and, you know, we continue to fight, and eventually we were, you know, in the right situation at the right time. So that's how we got to look at it.
You mentioned Earl Thomas. What stands out with him on film?
His range. Obviously, he plays sideline to sideline. Can come downhill. Can hit to not be as big as some of the safeties in his league, but he's smart. Probably, you know, him and Jenkins, in my opinion, are the two best safeties in the league.
You lined up a bit in the slot against the Cowboys. Are you moving around any more than you did earlier this year?
I don't know. You know, that's something I got to look at. You know, I was in a slot, you know, a little bit earlier in the year, but I think that's the one thing I bring to the table is that I can kind of be versatile and put, you know, inside and outside.
When you that long catch against the Cowboys,
Did you think when you caught it, okay, I'm going to go all the way across the field here, or did you make a series of decisions?
It was just reaction, man. You know, the first time I kind of cut back and, you know, I just kind of saw it, so I was going to continue to go there. I actually saw it on tape. If I would have kind of, you know, went back straight and up the field, I probably had a better chance to get to the end zone. So, but it's just all about instincts and kind of what you feel.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Drew.